Griot Audio presents Sweet Southern Nights by Rochelle Allers, narrated by Corey Allen. This book opens with a quote from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds happiness. It is a favor he receives from the Lord. And now, Sweet Southern Nights.
Chapter 1. Levi, do you have anything planned for Sunday afternoon? Leaning back in his chair in the bar of the dimly lit restaurant, Levi Eaton stared at the foam-filled mug of draft beer. It was Friday night in the small Kentucky town less than half an hour from Louisville, and there wasn't much else to do but hang out with the three men he'd come to regard as friends. He ordered a second round for everyone at the table, even though he knew he should have gone home after the first. He was scheduled to see patients the following day, and needed to be alert, especially when dealing with infants and toddlers, many of whom needed booster shots and vaccinations. Unfortunately, in the rural community where Levi practiced medicine, ensuring a child's health was secondary to keeping a roof over their heads and food on the table for most families. It had taken almost 4 months, but Dr. Duncan Chase had helped Levi make the transition from big city doctor to small town practitioner. In fact, the town of Maywood Junction was so small, the school was one building connected by breezeways separating the kindergarten from the grade school and the middle school from the high school. Duncan Chase, an oncologist, had been involved in a national research study on the effects of the workplace on cancer-related illnesses. The Centers for Disease Control data revealed industrial-related cancers were unusually high in several Kentucky communities like Maywood Junction.